Opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio app, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
Yo, I told you he's gonna be seeing more of me, right?
Get ready for the show with the baddest lady on Bashani Radio app. Yo. What Tanisha said will blow your mind. What? And a few other things. Make the kids leave the room and prepare for the truth, because many of you can't handle the truth. Cut. Get him, Tanisha. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio app, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said. All right, now. Hey, and after this little episode, if you just can't get enough of me, you can always go to whattanishasaid.com and download my little book. Of course, you know I'm talking extra noise there and dropping, you know, little seeds of wisdom as I go. But hey, going on into it, here we go. This right here is called The Present. Merry Christmas. The Present. Merry Christmas. Hey, Christmas is Friday. And, you know, I really decided that Christmas 2020 was going to be different. Oh, it is. It's already different. You know, this year, the holidays, they don't have the same flair as when, shit, as ever. You know, they just not the same. Like, when we were growing up, Christmas was a celebrated time. It was exciting time. And I promise you, Christmas didn't go this damn fast. Like Christmas is tomorrow or the next day or whenever. It's this week, okay? And I just don't remember Christmas ever coming this fast. So, you know, I was like, oh, okay, what are we doing here? And so I went to the stores yesterday. I really don't know what I was in there looking for, but the shelves was all bare, and I'm like, damn, greedy ass people just snatching shit to be snatching shit. You know, it wasn't nothing there for me to get, but that was all right because I wasn't buying shit no way. You know, but the shelves are bare, the decorations is up, and I promise you, the way people was moving around in the store, it just made me think about the Grinch. And I love that movie. You know, I stole a whole page from that movie, you know, in my mind and what I was going to do this year. It just come from that movie, you know, The Grinch. I like The Grinch. I love The Grinch. I love that movie. So, you know, I sat back and I was thinking, wow, this Christmas is really different. Everybody's got on a mask. You know, the vaccine is out. Some people getting it, some not, some afraid. I'm just waiting till my turn. I think I'm going to get it. I'm not even going to play with y'all in this virus. This virus here is doing too damn much. So, you know, as I'm sitting over there, I was like, I'm going to give the side eye to the future and basically say, fuck the past. You know, it's the present, baby. I was like, okay, really? Seriously, it's the present. This is the now. The present is like this moment, this right now, this day. Let me see, this shoulder pain that I got right now. This is the present. The motherfucking toothache that somebody got, that's the present, you know. This many years old right now. It's now. And the present, considering what all we've been through in 2020, the present is the best gift you ever got. I mean, it really, really is. It's the best gift that you've ever got to play with. I mean, because you think about how you can manipulate today and do things today that can affect your future or anything else that you want to do. You can eat something that you was not supposed to eat, don't want to eat, do want to eat. You can make anything. You can do so much with right now. So I was like, wow. The present is now. The present is today. And it just, you know, giving me that ooh feeling. I mean, come on now. This is a present that you can play with. You can open it, open your mind, expand, think about. Hell, this is even, you know, you could even make an exchange. Exchanging words in my present to yours. But, you know, I still ain't going to buy shit. I'm not going to buy a damn thing. You know, 2020 is just different. You got to think about it in the, not as so much, you know, I hear people talking about, oh, I hate this year, I'm sick of this year. And this, 2020 is iconic. Like, it's going to become, it's iconic. Shit, I don't know what else to say. We're living in an iconic time, an iconic year. So, I mean, that's all you could do is talk about how this year did amazing feats after the other, or amazing things happen, and just keep like, wow, you know. We survived it. You know, the present is obvious, is huge. And it just could be anything that you want it to be. Today, if you woke up, you got the power to do absolutely anything that you want. And that makes this, the present, a present. The present is a present, right? And, you know, so I heard somebody say, or it was on a meme or something, and they said, pussy is not a present. Motherfucker, in 2020, yes, the hell it is. How the hell you gonna tell me pussy's not a present? Are you insane? Not only is pussy's a present today, pussy's a present every day. And you better know it. I mean, get that in your spirit. Really, really, really get that in your spirit. You are the present. You're not opening shit over here, but your mouth and my legs. So, yeah, and your imagination, but it's a present. It's a present. This Christmas, fuck them kids. They get shit all year long. You know, they do. My kids get stuff all year long. I don't wait to make them open something on a special day. And, you know, when they were little, maybe, but. You know, they get stuff. I buy them stuff all the time because I'm always thinking about them. I always love them. I don't just love them today. So, yeah, you know, the present is the present. That's the present, okay? You know, not to mention, you know, as adults, you know, we like the toys more. The toys are more for adults anyway, or for older people and stuff, you know. When it comes to Christmas, adults just enjoy the excitement that's on kids' faces. You know, that's present enough. You know, that's the present of watching somebody else be excited because you gave them something. But, man, it's time to be excited just to be here. Just, I opened my eyes this morning and I'm so grateful. I wrote down a list of all the things that I'm grateful for. So I had to I've been doing this every day. When I wake up, I usually write three things every day that I'm grateful for. But today I had like 10, 12, I don't know. The list just kept going on and on because I seen how bright the sun was. It was just shining on me. And I was like, man, I'm so grateful for my plants growing. I mean, I'm just grateful for so many things. And the present is the present, okay? I'm going to keep on saying it till you get it in your spirit, you know? And I was just really in a good place this morning. My level, my vibration was high. And I enjoyed a little stargazing this week. It's just been good. You know, I don't know who thinks, I should say, that come January 1, the fucking world gonna be different because it's just one day over, and I just think it's still gonna be a little of the same. So embrace it. I do think as we get into 2021, probably not until the middle, probably like till like May or something, things will be different. But right now, enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy the fact that, you know, we're not on complete lockdown. We could be, but hey, it's Christmas. You can chill out. I went to Michael's or Hobby Lobby. That's it. I went over there yesterday and I got a whole bunch of canvases and some paint. And I got tons of games already in my house. So my thing for Christmas, because we're already on lockdown anyway, we're going to probably do some Zoom calls, catch a few folks, and then we're going to paint and sip. You know, I love the whole paint and sip scenario, listening to some music, talk some shit, eat, and watch some iconic shit on TV. I mean, I'm ready. I'm so ready. That's a pretty chill Christmas to me. That reminds me. I got to take that trip to the liquor store. And yeah, I got to make that happen. So, again, I need more wine. I mean, I just got to get that in my spirit. Okay. So, I hope that you have a Merry Christmas. If it means something to you, the day itself is a day off for me. It means something to different people for whatever me. I almost bought a floor mat for outside that said Feliz Navidad. I said it ain't gonna make no difference. No, I mean, who's gonna see it? And if they do, they're just gonna think, oh, you know, she bilingual. I need you to know that it is a very stressful time. It really is. I heard that come January, a lot of people are going to be getting evicted. And it probably makes it even harder to celebrate the holidays and be happy. I don't even know what to say in that regard because I can't pay your bills, you know. People be trying to put in their 2 cents about a lot of shit. And like, if you're not going to pay it, then shut the hell up. You know, that's kind of how I feel about shit. And I'm not going to pay it. But what I'm going to suggest is, you know, one thing that you can do is get you some or masturbate. It always helps me to kind of get thrown off track on what the hell ever else is going on in my life. You know, watch a little porn if you can. I don't know. But I really hope that everybody's okay and get it in their spirit and they're able to accept that the present is the present. And I hope that you understand that your loved ones are the present. You are the present. Of course, pussy is always a present. And I hope you get to open one soon, today or whatever. And, it may be some dick out there that's a present, but, you know, pussy is a present. Pussy is a present. If you know, it's a conquer mode thing. You know, if these chicks quit being so willy-nilly and giving it up like dummies, but pussy is a present. Sorry. Sorry to inform you, bust your bubble. And like I said, I hope that you get to open one like a present and eat well. Anywho, stop tripping over the past. Shit. Anything that happened yesterday is the past. Yesterday and beyond is the past. It's gone. You can't get it back. You only revisiting it to hurt yourself, or if it has some kind of valuable meaning to it, you to go back and visit it every now and then so be it. But it's the past. Fuck it. The future is not here yet. Matter of fact, it's not even guaranteed. You know, I kind of side-eyed, like, okay, what you going to bring? You know, it's kind of how I got my eyes up to 2021. I seen a meme the other day. It said, ah, shit, 2020 is turning 2021. Said, that bitch finna drink. And I thought that was so funny. But then I was like, ooh, you know what? I think I'm going to post that and kind of see what the reaction is, kind of feel that out. Because that was pretty interesting to me, like, it's just going to be another level and another level and things just keep going up and up and up. Like, I mean, think about it. Christmas, Now they put Christmas shit out in August, I think it is. I know I seen that Christmas decorations and stuff out early. Because I put my tree up on Halloween. Just because I'll be wanting that motherfucker to be up for a solid 2 months. Because I'm not taking that big ass tree down within a week. It's too much work to make it pretty and take it back down. You know, and I'm working on my color scheme for next year. It's, you know, it's science. It's an art. It is what it is. But I really do like the I ain't buying you shit because the present is the present. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that. I'm really, truly feeling that. Dang. Well, I got to get to the liquor store. I guess I can't go this early. I don't know what time they open. But, it's a couple of wines I need to get. So now my ADD is kicked in and I'm focused on my wine. But let me tell you, you are the present. Every part of you is the present. My boobs is a present. Every part of me is a present. And every part of you is a present. At least feel that way. The present is the present. And Merry Christmas. And that is what Tanisha said. And if you'd like to hear a little bit more of me, check me out on whattanishasaid.com. All right now.
Opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio app, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
Yo, I told you he's gonna be seeing more of me, right?
Get ready for the show with the baddest lady on Bashani Radio app. Yo. What Tanisha said will blow your mind. What? And a few other things. Make the kids leave the room and prepare for the truth, because many of you can't handle the truth. Cut. Get him, Tanisha. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio app, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.